Tumro, and you've tuned in the weekend news on WGXC. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Here's the weekend headlines.
Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that Greene County Jail has been cited by the Commission of Corrections for unsafe and unsanitary conditions. A letter dated May the 25th from Commission Chairman Thomas A. Billeen and Commissioner Thomas J. Longren to County Sheriff Greg Seeley cited an incident in April 2016 when posts within the jail were abandoned in order to transport people to another facility. Commission officials further allege the Greene County Sheriff's Office has demonstrated a lack of willingness to address the problems at the facility. The letter was sent after jail officials repeatedly failed to correct the violations found during an evaluation in 2016. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden took issue with the state's allegations. Groden said, and I quote, "We don't pull a correctional officer from his post to drive inmates to another county," end quote. C-Link, Greene County Legislature Chairman Kevin Lewis, and other county officials have been summoned to a hearing in Albany on July the 12th to provide reasons for why the existing jails should not close. Groden said the state's letter provides a reason to jumpstart the new jail project. He said, and I quote, "I think the state is sending us a pretty clear message," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Wave Farm WGXC was honored on Thursday, June the 8th, as the Greene County Chamber of Commerce Not-for-Profit of the Year at the Chamber's annual recognition gala held at the Wyndham Mountain Resort. The Emerald Award was presented to Wave Farm Executive Director Galen Joseph Hunter by Jay Fink of WRIP-FM and Chamber Vice Chair. Other honorees included Businessman of the Year Mike Holdridge of Holdridge Electric, Businesswoman of the Year Catherine McQuaid of Cathode Ray Media, Large Business of the Year R.C. Lacey Ford Lincoln Subaru, and Small Business of the Year Albago Alegria Bed and Breakfast Hotel. Dr. Lee McGunahill, Village of Tannerville's Mayor, received the Distinguished Service Award. The awards, established more than a decade ago, recognize the significant accomplishments of local individuals and businesses.
And Matthew Hamilton reports for Capital Confidential that Assembly Bill 7241 would require state prisons to have visiting hours each day. Backers of the bill cite a Minnesota Department of Corrections study that found inmates who got visits in prisons were 13% less likely to reoffend after release than inmates who did not have visitors. Governor Andrew Cuomo's proposed budget earlier this year cut maximum security visitations to 3 days a week to save $2.6 million, but the governor later pulled that proposal. The new bill does not yet have a Senate sponsor. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.